Read me romance. Read, read me romance. Read me romance. Read, read me romance. You could take a look in a book, that's fine. Or you could sit back, relax, and unwind and read me romance. Read, read me romance.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome to the Read Me Romance podcast. I'm Tessa Yay. Bailey. I'm a romance author, and I am here with Alexa Riley, also known as Leah and Mel.
Da-da-da! There's two of us! Boom!
Yes. Yeah. The fantastic writing duo known as Alexa Riley, but they are known as Leah and Mel, which is how I'll be referring to them. How is everybody?
Are we all doing I'm good. Great? Yes. I'm super nervous. I don't know why. Like, we talk all the time, but for some reason, it's recorded, so it feels super weird.
And you're going to say something wrong. I agree.
This does feel super weird.
And I'm looking at your face. Normally, it's just through text messages. So
I know. It's a whole new level.
Well, we have we did put eyebrows on today. We did discuss that the fact that you and I both wore eyebrows.
Yours are on from last night. Let's be
yes. Okay. So we're telling the truth, okay? Is that what this is? We're just going to tell the truth.
Revealing podcast.
Yeah. Okay. So secrets and lies. That's what this is.
Okay, no judgment zone.
Yes.
Absolutely. So I'm going to talk to you guys really quickly about what this podcast is and what we're going to be doing here. We're really excited. Basically, every single week, we're going to bring you a free, original, never-before-heard audiobook from one of your favorite authors.
Totally free!
That you can't even get an ebook yet.
You can't even get an ebook, so you have to come here.
Nowhere else. It will only be on this podcast completely free.
Yes.
Like, that's, like, awesome.
You can't beat it.
You can't.
So we're going to, we're going to do that every single week. And at the end of this podcast, we're going to actually tell you who we're going to feature first. We have 10 authors ready to go. They are writing as we speak. And we are just really excited about what the stories we get to bring to you guys every week. So we're going to start a new audiobook every single Monday. We're going to bring it to you every day, a new part every day, and it's going to wrap up on Friday. So basically, you got to tune in every day for the new chapter, and then we'll tie it up on Friday with a bow, a happily ever after bow. And
yeah, so it's great. You don't have to wait. It's Monday through Friday. You get an episode a day. They'll be super short. They're short novella books, so it's not going to be like 3 and 4 hours a day. It's going
to
be
super short. And they're all standalone. You won't have to have read something else before, and you will not be left hanging.
No cliffhangers.
Yeah. So it's nice. Like, satisfaction guaranteed.
You'll get to meet an author if you haven't read some of them, and they'll probably brush up against worlds they've written in, and maybe then you can go check out their other stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's super fun. I'm so jacked up for this. Like, I'm excited because I haven't listened to all the books yet. Like, I just know ours. And so, you know, the audios are coming in, and I'm like, holy shit, like, this is going to be so fun. I can't wait to listen. Like, because I'm a huge audio, I don't want to say reader, but listener, I guess?
Yeah, and a podcast listener. So
oh, God. Super,
worlds are colliding. Worlds are colliding. No. So Lexa Riley, tell the listeners a little bit about you if they haven't met you yet.
Oh, hello.
Tell us what you write.
Is this when I turn on my radio voice?
You're sexy.
I know. We're Alexa Riley. Say
There's
hi, Mel.
Two of us. Hi. Leah's the louder southern one, as you can tell. I'm the more quiet, reserved.
Shocking. Totally shocking.
You're like a boy band. A two-person boy band.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Well, we're like in a menage when you have, you know, the two guys. One's dick is like longer and thinner and one's like thicker. Like, that's the difference with us.
Yeah, one's sitting really and quiet. Works? That's me. One's
that's always
and jokes about everything. That's her.
Yeah. That's how it always works in menages, isn't it?
Like, I thought
one has a longer, thinner dick and one has a shorter, stubbier one.
It's just gotta be a little different.
Because one goes in the butt.
Learning things on this podcast.
What about
I didn't know it was going to be an educational podcast.
We're going to file this out of arts into education. Right? Okay. because one goes in the butt. Like, it has to be.
And that's the thinner one, not the thicker one. At least not for years.
God. It all makes sense now.
This is our first podcast, guys.
This is how it's going to be, guys. Okay.
Yeah.
Every time. Get on board or don't. Yeah. So yeah, we're not going to be talking this long every single time, but because I know you guys are just coming for the, you guys are in it for the content. Like you guys want your free stories, but we are going to convene here pretty often and chit chat and walk you guys through like what's coming up. And speaking of what's coming up, do we want to tell everybody who our first 10 authors on the podcast are going to be?
Yes, Tessa. Oh. I would love to do that.
Leah, take it away.
All right. This is awful. I love it. Okay, so I'm super duper excited. We have Tessa Bailey, obviously, who is New York Times bestselling author, who is amazing. And she's, you know, okay. She's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, she's all right. Okay. She's just okay, but she's great, and she also likes Puff Daddy, so, I mean, that's cool, too.
I do. Making the band. That's how Leah and me bond. We bond over Making the Band.
Of course.
The 90s MTV 100%. Reality show. Okay.
So there's Tessa Bailey and then obviously Alexa Riley. Then we have Jen Frederick, who, I mean, she's pretty cool too. So we also have Claire Contreras. That's right. I just want to make sure I say that right because we went over it several times. Then Kennedy Ryan, who we finally met for the first time last weekend and amazing. Katie Robert, Kay Webster, Sky Warren, BFF forever. Alessandra Torre, who I've loved from like day A. Like
day one.
Soulmate. Amazing. Catherine Nolan, who I've never read, but like you're in love with.
One.
I love Catherine Nolan. She's new to me this year. I read Bohemian by her and I fell in love forever. And then I met her this weekend and we got like basically thrown out of a speakeasy in Philadelphia. So
nice. Nice.
Yeah. I'm really excited about Webster. You got a copy of that book, don't you? Being narrated
I
now.
Do.
You should
send that was the one
on
that
over
got
to
me.
I'm going to throw it your way. I'm going to send it your way. The narrator has it, but I'm going to, I'll share.
And Claire Contreras, I actually realized, like, I just found out she kind of lives near where I do, but I read her, like, years ago and totally forgot that I had read the book until I was looking at some of her stuff, and I was like, oh, shit, I love these books. Like, it's been so long since I'd read them. But, so I'm just excited, like, all these new authors that kind of, like, are, I know, like, they're author adjacent to people I know, or they're, like, I don't know, like, ones that I haven't read but I know of, I'm super excited to, like, listen to their stories.
That's what also I'm excited about, because it was, like, each of us went out and found authors that we enjoyed, and then we pulled them together, so now we're all going to get a taste of a little bit of difference. Tough.
Yeah. And it's crazy, too, that the three of us, like, we all kind of write the same thing, but we have very different tastes in our romances. But, again, it's all, like, under the same umbrella. So that's going to be really exciting for listeners to come here and to try authors that we're like, oh, my God, this is really similar to us, but we maybe never recommended a book or something like that, to be able to come in and try us for free, like, to be able to listen to a whole book from an author completely for free and try them out, I think is just, it's amazing.
Yes. Oh, my God. Absolutely. So, okay. Those are our first 10 authors. And, yes, Alexa Riley is going to go first. And they're going to kick off the podcast on Monday, November 5th. So make sure you're subscribed to this podcast so you don't miss the alerts, because you know, whether you're on iTunes or Google Play, they'll send you an alert and they'll automatically download each episode as it becomes available. So you don't want to, you know, miss out. So make sure you hit that subscribe button. Do you want to tell everybody a little bit about what Closer is about, your novella that we're going to kick off the podcast with?
Closer is a BBW book. It's about a brother who goes in to help his sister with he gave her some money to launch this lingerie company, and he goes in because she's excited to show him she's doing really well. And when he goes in, he's kind of bored with all the models. He's just sitting around, and he's like, okay, kind of just ready to go. And then in flutters her curvy little assistant, and he's like, oh, is that the model? That's the model you should pick. And obviously she's not the model. She's just the curvy little assistant running around.
I love it. And then
just,
we,
in Alexa fashion, it just like snowballs.
He blackmails her, takes her, and all that. Yeah.
Snowballs, one word for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I go, my turn is going to be the week after that. And
can I tell you how excited I am for your book? Like, you, we haven't read it. You only told us the synopsis, and we were both like, oh, shit.
So, yeah, it's a little bit outside of, it's like, it's a rom-com. If you guys read my book, Runaway Girl, you really briefly met a character named Kyle Musgrave. He's a special forces soldier. And he basically goes to a Renaissance fair, and he doesn't want to be there. But then he basically meets this girl who he has an instant connection with, and then he decides to compete in a joust to win her hand. And it's just hilarious.
That it sounds so good.
I've never heard this before.
I'm jealous. We were like, how can we do a medieval?
You didn't hear about it?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Why haven't we done this? Yeah.
We want to do a medieval, but he gets mad because she's like acting in it. And he's like, no, that's my princess. And he like moves his stance.
I know, because we don't write historical. So we were like, how can we do this without it being historical? And you told us this story. And we're like, shit, we should have wrote that. And now we're like, maybe we can write this real quick before hers goes.
We probably
no. No, I quit
out before this podcast is up.
No. Oh, and you said like the day that our podcast launches is November 5th. And I was like, that's Guy Fawkes Day. Like, you remember V from Vendetta? Do you remember that movie where it's like, remember the 5th of November? Do you remember that?
We should do some sort of promotional.
Yeah, we should burn somebody. We should get that's what they do in the UK.
We should burn somebody.
They do. They get like they.
This podcast has gone from romance to educational to true crime.
True crime.
Very quickly.
That's what they do. That they get like a person. They like it's like a scarecrow or whatever, like made of hay, and they set them on fire. It's called Guy Fawkes Night. They have bonfires and shit. Like,
so subscribe to this podcast, and you might wake up to a burning scarecrow on your front lawn. You don't know.
November 5th, we're setting shit on fire. That's the best tagline we've had yet. Somebody write that shit down.
Write it down. Okay, we're going to wrap this up because this is just an introduction episode.
Sorry.
Follow us on Instagram, you guys, at readmeromance. We are, and you can go to readmeromance.com. You can find out what's coming up, who's going to be on the podcast, what their stories are going to be.
Yeah, because we have more than just the 10. Like, I forgot to say that, too. Like, we already have that. The 10 is just our first round. We have another round already booked with, like, more than 10 authors.
You're not going to believe the people that are coming.
Authors, I want to scream. A few of them, I, like, gasped and almost fell out of my chair. I'm like, you responded to my email?
We want them to be friends with us, basically.
I know. So. Exactly. Well, so this podcast is an excuse for us to reach out to our idols, basically what this was. And they said okay. And we're like, oh, yes. My.
They're actually really nice.
We're so fucking jacked up about this first 10, but also the next 10 and the next. Like, it's just awesome. We're so pumped right now. So, yeah.
Yes. So go to the website, readmeromance.com. And subscribe to this podcast, you guys. Make sure you don't miss an episode. We are going to kick it off on November 5th. And if you go to Shameless BookCon on October 20th, make sure you stop by our table because we're going to be giving away a bunch of Read Me Romance stuff. Like, right? Baskets.
Yeah. I mean, just tons of swag. I don't even know all the swag because Mel and Jeanette are handling that. I'm just saying, okay. So
yeah,
all I know is yesterday she demanded Rice Krispie treats and cookies.
Oh, I love Rice Krispie treats. Okay, 100%. But yeah, come see us at Shameless. We've got tons of swag. We're doing a basket. I think with giveaways shit in it, maybe. And just there's tons of stuff everywhere.
Free download codes. Yeah. headphones. Like yeah, all cool stuff. And God, thanks for listening already. And
I know.
Oh my gosh, like nobody's listening right now, but I'm already excited to have
I know. We're like, somebody will though. And if you listen, make sure you review, rate, subscribe, rate, review, however you want to say it. Subscribe. That's all we ask. Just subscribe. So you can get every book all the time. So
yeah. And thanks for listening. And okay. Bye everybody.
Yeah, bye. All right. Bye. Read me romance. Read me romance. Read me romance. Read me romance. You could take a look in a book, that's fine. Or you could sit back, relax, and unwind and read.